Hey, I'm Allison Hare, and welcome to Culture Changers, the podcast that brings you unconventional wisdom by uncommon people. Together, we are shattering old paradigms to reshape our world and inviting you to make your own mark. Guess who's back? Back again. Wow. Okay, I have so much to catch up with you on. It's been a minute, and I wanted to explain where I've been, why I'm back, and what's next, is there are big changes coming to the podcast. But first, I wanted to share a moment about the historic election in the U.S. This is not a political podcast, and it never will be, but I do think it's important to document the experience. So today is November 8th, 2020. We learned yesterday that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are now the president and vice president-elect of the U.S. I can't even begin to describe the emotions that I felt, not just this weekend or even this crazy-ass year, but over the past 4 years. And yesterday, when the news broke around noon, I was sitting in a restaurant waiting for takeout for my family, and I got a text from my husband with a picture of Joe Biden as CNN's projected winner, and I felt the hot tears just well up in my eyes. And outside, I could hear people screaming and cheering and honking their horns. And as I looked down on my phone, just frantically refreshing my social media feed, like I've been doing all freaking week long, just glued, and seeing the celebration exploding from everywhere, I just couldn't get the smile off my face. I mean, I came home to my family and I was screaming, we were laughing, we were hugging, I was crying and dancing, and the news networks were on every TV in my house, and the magnitude of having the first woman, and even more impressive, a woman of color in the vice president office, just felt so hopeful, full of possibility, full of change, full of a path forward. And over the past 24 hours, I've laughed, I cried in the shower this morning. I just felt this relief, and like I can finally exhale. And it actually feels like I've been depressed under the current administration, and not like depressed like clinical depression, but literally pressed down on. And I won't get too political. It's just my own personal experience. And if you're interested to hear more, I'll be writing about it on my blog that you can subscribe to at allisonhare.com. And now I feel like that thumb that's been pressing on my chest has been lifted. And that relief after all we've been through these past few years and so much uncertainty and chaos and division, and especially in 2020. Well, I'm just going to really enjoy this feeling as long as I can. It's been a long time since I've felt this. And yes, I understand not everyone feels the same way. And I acknowledge that not everyone is happy about the way the election has gone. And I've learned an important lesson about this election, especially with loved ones who disagree. And the truth is, I know some really good people who just simply have different information. I don't claim to be right. I don't claim to be wrong. I just know what I feel. And that is hard to argue with. And I acknowledge that for other people as well. So let's talk about this podcast. It's been a while since I've published an episode on this listening platform you're listening to right now. And if you've been following me for a while, you'll know that I had this really incredible opportunity to have my new episodes be exclusively heard on the innovative new app, BYLR Radio, the brainchild of serial entrepreneur and ultramarathon runner Jesse Itzler. It has been such a cool experience to be part of this new concept and building from the ground up, and getting so much traction from the community that Jesse Itzler has created with exceptional podcasters and really ambitious entrepreneurs. So what happened? And why am I back? Well, there's one question that I've been asking myself really for years that I haven't been able to answer as definitively as I would like. Who do I serve? And in this podcast, I interview culture changers, people who are challenging the status quo, doing things differently, and making the world better for the rest of us. Pretty cool, right? It's endlessly fascinating to me, and especially at this time, more relevant than ever. And I've been able to interview some of the most groundbreaking people. Seth Godin, Jesse Itzler, Jasmine Crow of Gooder, political figures, doctors, entrepreneurs, educators, relationship experts, so many best-selling authors and innovators from all walks of life. And for me, I'm so inspired with every single guest. And through this process, I discovered something else. I really love podcasting. I loved it so much that I launched a collaborative online course called Press Play Podcast last year, where I could help others find their own voice and launch their own podcast. Turns out, I'm pretty good at it. I'm good at simplifying the podcast process and the equipment and the technical side and guiding people step by step to go from idea to launch to grow. Many of the folks who have launched their shows through my program are shooting up the charts, building their own tribes, and creating a space in the world for the voices and messages that matter to them. And as for building a podcast, I mean, you can get the information on how to do it anywhere. You don't need me for that. But what people pay me for is to help them implement it and guide them step by step. See, I love all the ins and outs of podcasting. I love the behind the scenes. I love creative brainstorming with people and fine-tuning their concepts to be a powerful, shiny new show. I even love the editing. I love trying new growth techniques. I love new equipment and learning everything I can to make sure that the sound and the message are crystal clear and your voice is effectively communicating the messages that matter. But there's something missing with this equation. And what was missing from the podcast is that while I am so proud of the interviews and the episodes, and they truly are culture-changing conversations, but the question remained, who am I serving and how can I make a bigger impact? And I've been taking an endless amount of courses over the past couple of years. I just love learning. Courses on branding, email marketing, writing, advanced podcasting, storytelling, B-School, social media growth, masterminds, and so many more. And I've come across the most incredible entrepreneurs and innovators and creative spirits through this. So much so that I wanted to put all of the stuff that I've been learning to good use and share what I've learned to help others. So here is the big change. Culture Changers Podcast is evolving again. I will still bring you the most incredible interviews and thought-provoking conversations periodically, but I'm turning this podcast into a real-life experiment on how to grow a podcast and build a brand with you. I'm shifting the focus to help other entrepreneurs who are looking to start, launch, and grow their podcast and grow their brand through podcasting. This is exciting to me because that while it may appear that everyone and their mother have a podcast, you'll notice that the industry is freaking exploding right now, and it's really in its infancy. It's intimate, it's effective. There's so many niche podcasts really, really delivering results for people who are interested. It truly creates relationships. But let's talk about the business side of it. There's a lot of money being spent through the medium in it, as evidenced by Joe Rogan, Brené Brown, Michelle Obama going exclusive on Spotify and upgrading the technology. There's so many different new ways, really innovative ways to grow it, to monetize not only the podcast, but really your own brand, whether it's a personal brand or a business brand. A podcast is one of the top ways to create real engagement with the people you are hoping to reach. There are so many ways to create a community and grow a business, whether it's through Facebook groups or Reddit, YouTube, Pinterest, email marketing, being a guest on other podcasts, and so many other avenues, all of which I'm going to experiment here with Culture Changers Podcast and report results back in real time for what works, what doesn't work, and how to improve. It really is going to be a real-time business masterclass, and we're going to unfold it together. I'll also be interviewing top podcasters on their own growth and learning their secrets together. So over the coming weeks, I'm going to publish some of the episodes and conversations you might have missed. And you'll see the brand evolve to really serve the podcasting community. I needed to come back to this platform so I could measure the growth through analytics and other methodologies that would be tied to these podcasting platforms and report back the results. Culture Changers Podcast will be the place where podcasting entrepreneurs come to build their business. And as I evolve this podcast, I'm opening a small beta of my proven podcast program, Press Play Podcast. It's such a mouthful. That starts on November 16th. So if you want to get in early, give me feedback. It'll help me as I evolve the brand, get a nice price break, and get your podcast launched before the end of this year with a cohort of ambitious people also looking to serve their own audiences. I will link it in the show notes and would love to have you. As always, follow me on the socials and never miss an update by subscribing to my blog at allisonhair.com. I hope you can join me on this journey. And if it's not your thing, that is cool too. As they say, the riches are in the niches, and I have taken that into consideration. Either way, I hope you'll suggest it to the friends you know who are looking to build a business in a meaningful way. Stay tuned for some of my latest interviews, and I hope you'll subscribe, leave a review, and above all, share this with a friend or five. Thanks for listening and welcoming me back. I'm excited for the next chapter, and I'll see you next week.